It's a literal shocker. Two in the goo, one in the poo.
I'd like to think that I'd be able to do it, but I couldn't even have Tommy put that tampon in my ass.
You're listening to the Snoozy Podcast.
Shannon.
I don't have to ask for oral or anal because those are my only options.
Do I have to do anything gay besides getting fucking ass? There's a hum, but here we are on the Loose News. We're here.
We're back.
We're back like we never left.
Yeah, bitches.
We're back.
Except something has changed.
Yeah, we're here with Shannon. What is your name now?
Shannon Cook Schnorr.
Shannon Cook Schnorr. And we're here with the man that made that happen, DJ Schnorr.
Tainted her for everyone.
God damn it.
That's it.
It's all over now.
That's right. I marked my territory, bitches. I peed on that shit. It's mine.
I'm sure literally.
I wish.
How many different of his fluids have actually been on your skin?
Not enough.
We know at least two of them from this podcast.
Three
fluids? No saliva?
Just tears.
Four.
That's the one he forgets. Oh, yeah, the wholesome one. No boogers?
That was three.
Oh, man, there are more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Count the fluids, the new segment.
So it's everything but pee. Oh, wait, five. Sweat, too.
Right? So, oh, yep. Right. Sweat.
Sweat.
Pee. Duty.
Blood. No blood. Yet.
Maybe not his.
No, I bled on you.
Can you recall the actual circumstance?
Yeah, when?
I think she's beating the shit out of me. I don't remember.
Did he bleed here when you whipped him with that crop?
No, you welted. No,
I welted.
You didn't bleed, though.
I didn't bleed on you?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right, so no, we've got a few things to work towards. Yeah, no, we'll keep it spicy now.
Goals.
Yeah.
Goals, but yeah, so you guys obviously got married three, four days ago.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Woo.
It happened.
It did. It really did happen. It seems like it may all be a fever dream, but I'm pretty sure there's enough pictures.
Especially to most of our guests that were on something. Oh, yeah. I think it's a trip.
No, I feel like it was a DEA just field day at our wedding.
It's almost like they had like reverse mirrors and they were just watching to study.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
How to bust,
which is funny because people also came mostly dressed like 70s and 80s drug dealers. Like
it's
literally
like we
everybody
Scarface
there
part two.
Was in like some kind of like gauzy white like Miami drug dealer outfit or some kind of like Donnie Brasco suit or something. Everybody looked like they were a drug dealer.
Insane.
And mostly were.
Or takers,
or
certainly.
Or takers, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything you had said was going to happen just about did.
Yeah.
There were random guests coming up to me going, who the hell's that little guy in the jacket with the bug eyes? Because he just came up to me asking for blow.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
We literally had people go through a table.
Yeah.
People
yeah,
got
yeah.
thrown through a table.
Well, he didn't get thrown through a table. What
he
happened was he...
Table.
Yeah, you saw this firsthand.
No, I was
you
in it. No, I was part of it.
Okay.
I was part of the triumvirate. That. So me, and we'll decide what names get bleeped out later, but for now, we'll all use names if
yeah.
we feel the need to. So myself... Dave Durkin, myself and Dave Durkin.
I think you could leave that in because I
yeah,
think he's pretty proud of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's proud. And as well he should be.
Yeah.
So I was holding Ryan Danisco's legs because Danisco, by the way, was the dancer of the night.
Oh, he was.
People were watching him. They paid to like.
It was fucking... like Billy Elliot. It was like Billy Elliot and Harry Potter.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Just had a baby.
So I'm holding Danisco's legs. And Durkin has him like under his, like a harness under his armpits. And we're both swinging in a circle with Ryan Danisco between us. Like, so we're just spinning him around. And it was beautiful. And I think it was to possibly to Come On Eileen or some 80s song. And then the next thing we know, Durkin drops out. So now I didn't want to stop. So no. I'm using Danisco like a broom and just sweeping the floor with him in circles alone.
Now, hold on. Wait, I have to ask.
Please.
I have to stop you right
yes.
there because I think you described Durkin had Danisco under his armpits. So when he let go, his... Like head and shoulders hit the floor?
Not hard though. We were able, like somehow I was able to like caress him like or lower him down. He didn't get hurt. So Danisco was fine.
They did it gracefully like ice dancers.
Well, he weighs about a gram. So I imagine.
I don't think, yeah, we snorted Danisco in the hotel room afterwards. So, I don't think he didn't hit the ground hard.
That's where he went.
Our rails were so much fatter than that.
Than Danisco. So Danisco did go, was on the floor and all of a sudden he and I at the same time see Durkin almost in slow motion backward fall into your dais. Not just a table, but your fucking dais.
Yeah, the bridal table. And it broke
like a table, ladders, and chair match in wrestling. It just broke. It came down like a V with Durkin in the middle of it.
Oh, I flipped that table over. That was destroyed.
It was broken. He broke the table.
We went running in there when we heard.
I told you on the way out. I said, yo, he just fell through a fucking table, bro.
As soon as you said that, I ran in expecting like somehow like just like, through years of watching wrestling, when you're a kid, I go in there expecting the table to just be broken in half, and then I just saw it down. So I was like, oh, maybe the leg just gave out. And I flip it over, and that the leg was just twisted and mangled into the table.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
It looked like a car crash.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like the world's strongest man just kind of just made a pretzel and then went about his day. Like, it was
unbelievable.
And he was down for a little bit, mostly because he was hammered. I mean,
maybe that explains what happened later.
The first time he went down there.
Jesus Christ. So, yeah, he's down. Then we just see, like, he's down his feet. And then we all just lost our shit because now we realize what happened. We saw him kind of the end of the fall.
It's the vase getting broken before mommy comes home.
Oh, yeah, my God.
That's what it is.
Oh, I was so happy about that.
And just at that point, like, for the last hour 20, it was just a handful of comics dancing. You know, Jody, Ross, me, Durkin, Danisco. Yeah.
Well, that was my favorite part of it. It's like, oh, everybody's starting to clear out.
Right.
We could be brave now.
And but you guys were nowhere to be seen, though. You guys were kind of persona non grata for a good chunk. Even then, you guys were sort of just somewhere else.
We were just mostly
dragged everywhere.
Yeah. Nice. I felt like everywhere I went, it was like, it took me an hour to travel down a hallway because then everybody's like, Shannon, and taking pictures and like talking to you. And it was like having to skip from one to another. I got no food, no cake,
That's
no
what
photo
happens
booth.
At your, my wife also at her wedding, like at our wedding, well, practically. So wait, before I forget. So during that point though, there was one woman in a black like jumpsuit. Who was that? Dancing with us kind of on the outside, like a one piece like jumper. Like
pretty and skinny?
Yes.
That's my friend Haley.
She was. Why didn't something happen with that? Was she with somebody there?
She's married.
Where was her husband?
At home.
He didn't want to dance. Oh, he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Izzo was like, who's that in the black jumpsuit? I'm like, find out, bro. What am I going to do?
She actually is one of those like contortionist, like gymnast people. She does like those things with like the ropes
Izzo's like, you know, I got my own show. I got a talk show. You got to come over. You got to see this.
I could probably convince her to come do that on the Izzo show. One of those like up in the air, like contortion trapeze dances.
We gotta find a way to.
You guys have had some talent on that show.
Hell
man.
Yeah!
That is
Magic
awesome.
Marty. You know how long it took to book him?
That was the funniest goddamn episode I had ever seen.
I can't believe his people got back to you.
That was hysterical.
That took some. You know, he wasn't.
That's beautiful.
You
had
to call in every favor you had.
The thing is, he was so oblivious. Like we wanted to make it, and I don't want to get into this too much now, but like. I was supposed to be. He was supposed to be antagonistic toward me. He was like, "Oh, what if he takes your girl?"
He's just not in him.
He just wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
he just fucking can't follow directions.
Well, I just want to point out, it's like all magicians deserve respect.
Jesus Christ! Well, we can all do whatever. And fuck you. Yeah, that was fucking.
We
funny.
All do different tricks,
oh, God.
Different variations.
And I've got to see him in his underwear. So I mean, shit. That's...
So who's the real loser here?
So yeah, so then that was like the end of the party, which is really where it all started. Not unraveling, but getting crazy.
No, I knew that like it was gonna get kind of crazy at the reception, which it did. I mean, we had children walking into the bathrooms, and people are like breaking up cocaine on the counters out in the middle of the bathroom.
That upset me.
I had the courtesy to do it like in the stall. I mean, who would do that? Who did that?
I don't know.
My friends said that too. We're like, I did it in the stall, but like, who the hell does it out in the open like an asshole?
There's so many places. Go to your car. Go anywhere.
Yeah. No, I was really mad about that. I didn't hear that.
Everyone was doing it in the bridal suite too. I couldn't get into my own bridal suite because it wasn't just cocaine. I mean, every time I walked in there, people are doing different drugs.
They're
and the whole place
dabbing,
smells
whatever,
like weed.
Yeah.
Every time I went looking for you, I opened the door there. I'm like, oh, I see nothing.
Nothing good is happening here at this point.
Like, I'm going to have to put this in a
there
deposition.
There was even a point that I was doing blow in the bathroom. And like, see, I didn't want to share too much because everyone had. They didn't need me. But I was like, kind of, you know, I'm a Jew. I was being incognito. And like I hear Tommy Carolyn's voice.
Mine's kosher.
Someone's in the stall with him. I don't even know what's going on. It was all kinds of shit. And I hear his voice, and he says something, and I'm like, yeah, just like the time you put that tampon on my ass. He's like, Les, holy shit, it's you. Like, what's up? Everyone was just kind of turning up everywhere.
Yeah. No, it was like one of, for me, as the bride, the whole wedding was like one of those crazy dreams you have where for no reason, all these people from different avenues and times of your life are all in the same place where they like should never be.
And that's the best.
Yeah. And in this case, it worked really well.
Yeah, it was very surprising how well it blended. Yeah,
your friends, like, your family, wow. Everyone did.
And there were long-standing comedy beefs that were like getting squashed at this wedding. It was all just like, and family members that didn't go along, repatching things. So it was like debauchery and like nefariousness, but also like kind of this big, like fun healing thing. Because
it turned into
too.
A concert. Everybody just basically is enjoying themselves at the concert. Right. Like, this is a lot of fun, man.
We'll have to see like what the lasting effects of all that is. But
yeah, like once the hangover wears off, is everybody still friends?
Because
yeah.
even like
it's like the Breakfast Club, where then the next day they go on and act like they never knew
even
each other.
At Dalton's wedding, I had a couple moments with people that I had some problems with, and it was awesome. But then it kind of just faded back to "I hate you still." But not, we don't need more. But you know, so who knows that the like weddings and funerals bring out sort of the best.
Yeah.
But there's always time for new beefs because not everything was so great. I mean, there were certain awkward.
We can just start new ones. You know. That's the whole point, is it's about renewal. Well, it's the springtime. We just need to bury the old ones and start fresh.
So yeah, but your wedding, it had everything at the, especially just now going to the hotel. It's like, first of all, like you'd said all your bridesmaids were going to fuck. They pretty much did or some form of it.
Yeah.
That was
like one of them fucked in an elevator. Someone blew someone somewhere.
In the woods.
In the woods. The other one had her period, so I don't think she did anything.
Yeah,
She was almost going to show me the insertion of her tampon. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. One of my bridesmaids was like changing in and out of her pantyhose in my bridal suite with a bunch of guys there. Yeah. Like everyone's in there doing drugs, and she's just like drunk, and she just pulls off her pantyhose and then changes something and like puts them back on, but like her whole twat is just hanging out
her
there,
vagina?
Everyone to see.
She had no underwear on?
No underwear.
Oh, where was I?
And I turn around and Tommy Phillips and Alec Vanacore are just staring at it. Like it's going to give them like all the wisdom of a magic
eight
ball.
That's where I went downhill. Okay.
Yeah. Now and it like set off a thing of a chain of events.
I have to have one of those at all costs.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I get it.
Mother of God.
I didn't see a vagina. I came close a couple of times because a few of them were very free with their outfits at times.
Oh, God, yes. And that was another thing. Once we got back to the hotel, one of my girls, she's hooking up with one of BJ's friends, and she wasn't prepared for that.
White dress?
Maybe.
Okay.
And so she's coming to me all night, and she's like, okay, I think I'm going to do this, but what do I do about my pussy? I'm like, what about? She's like, oh, it's bad. She's like, it looks like a neglected lawn. And I was like, well,
it's like your joke at the end of your set.
Yeah. I'm like, everybody's fucked up. I'm like, I doubt he would even care. She's like, I care. I can't do this. I was like, okay, well, I've got like, you know, clippers and razors and all kinds of stuff up in my suite. Wow. I was like, so BJ like volunteered to like let her up into the room.
No, that's not how it went down.
How did it go?
Like, I was, what the hell was I doing? I went up there for some reason. I think it was, I got changed to go back down to hang out with everybody because I couldn't take being in those shoes anymore. So I get changed, and as I'm about to shut the door and walk out, she goes, wait, I can't get into my room. Can I please use your bathroom? And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I let her in, and then she's just, and I'm like waiting in the hallway, and it's like, there's like 5 minutes go by, and I also hear like, like, I hear the sink turn on, like, shh, and then I hear, like tapping of a razor on the sink, and I didn't know, I was like, aw.
Did her bush end up in your sink?
It ended up
everywhere. It looked like someone was prepping a monkey for surgery in there.
Yeah.
All over the shower curtain, all over the floor, in the sink.
And it's funny, because I was so messed up at this point, like, I was just drunk and happy, and then it was, like, the end of the night, we finally get back to the room together, it was like, oh, finally, private time. And I just went in there to use the bathroom. And I was just like, you know, it's that end of the night, and I constantly have to go take a crap. I sit down, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, what? I was just like, baby. She's like, what? I was like, your friend's pubes are everywhere.
It looked like a child trying to do like a craft present for their parents.
Why did she have that much bush?
It was like a CSI explosion.
If we're not probably.
But it's a wedding. You don't know what could happen, right?
Yeah, she was not prepared.
No, not at all.
Wow. So she had full on bush. Did you get a picture at least of the bush laying in the room? You should have got a picture.
I wanted to. I didn't get a chance to.
Because it was in the sink. It was on the floor around the toilet. It was like on
like
the garbage
the roll
can.
Of toilet paper.
It was on the toilet
there.
Paper.
She was drunk doing it or high.
It was eye level on the curtain.
Holy.
I was like, how do you even get it there?
Jesus Christ.
I was like, was she using a weed whacker? I don't understand. Yeah.
Wow, it was bad.
That's fucking amazing.
But I was just like, well, all right.
That's about as funny as it gets. Like, no. Jesus yeah. Christ.
And then like the next morning, I find one of my bridesmaids, or not yeah. even I, one of our guests, Di Marino, finds a calla lily and pantyhose.
That was at night. No, that was sometime at like 2 yeah, in the morning. Yeah.
Strewn in the hallway yeah. and he took a picture of it. Thank God. I'm going to use that for the thank you cards. But like that just summed up the whole event basically. And we had a few people almost die in the elevator. Tommy Carolyn got his foot wedged in the door of the elevator and we had to rescue him.
Crazy.
It was like that scene in Fried Green Tomatoes.
So was it moving?
Well, it wasn't moving. The door was trying to close.
What happens is like if you don't push a button in that elevator, it just stays put. The door just shuts and you're standing there, which, by the way, is how a couple of our people ended up stuck in the elevator. It wasn't that it was...
They were just drunk.
Stuck. It was just they were drunk and didn't push the button. More on that later. But yeah, so our, like the door goes to close. And Tommy just was to stick his foot out for somebody to stop it and just close.
Yeah, and the
it
foot...
It doesn't open back up.
The foot
up.
Wedged in like there's a gap between like the side of the door that's in the elevator and the outside. So his foot went right into that and then got lodged.
Jesus Christ.
So a bunch of us are holding the door open and trying to pry his foot out. And
was he on acid yet at this point?
No, not yet.
No.
Okay.
But
no. And then same thing happened with my buddy Chris. And he went to like just go sideways through the door like last second to try to join everybody.
Oh, that I think I saw. I think yeah. I was there for that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. It took everything to get that goddamn
door
open.
That what I saw.
Yeah.
Fucking insane. The whole thing was fucking insane. And then we lose Durkin.
He gets lost. He's evidently going to the men's room. And then like hours later, Alec goes to the room that he was sharing with Durkin. And he's like, Dave ain't there.
Yeah.
Dave just ain't there.
Well, I remember every time we heard sirens, we thought someone found his body.
Literally.
Yes.
Literally like.
No, because he was gone for hours and we looked everywhere.
And not, I was like, didn't try to drive home.
But not just was he gone for hours, he was about as drunk as you can be without dying.
Yes.
He was so drunk. He was in that mode of like making other people drink annoyingly. Like he kept yelling how much of a pussy that I was. I'm like, bro, I'm good.
It was like,
I feel okay.
It was like a Nickelodeon starlet being dragged out of an LA nightclub.
Right.
Like that was the level of
there
drunkenness.
There were four people that I know of that were like, I mean, like Di Marino and we're all hammered, but like four people that were just next level ossified.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Too dark, too light. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Some went dark, some went light.
Yeah.
No, thank God Durkin was like a happy drunk.
Yeah, and that's Durkin, like, I consider one of the dark, but it wasn't dark. It was more just annoying.
Exactly.
It wasn't dark. He was still jolly.
He was just
like,
in your face.
Like happy, right. Apologetic, and full of love.
Right. And lots of hugs.
Needed to spread.
Lots of hugs. Yeah, I love you, man, guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the other one that is just a.
It got out of hand.
Yeah. It's like trying to crawl inside of you. Like one of those lake fish that like swims up you when you're just standing there.
Yeah. So, I don't even know what to say about that. There's not much to say about that without saying stuff about that. So I don't
Probably.
Even know.
No, I'll say something about that. That was the most awkward shit I had ever seen in my life.
Go on.
Just making out with
whoever.
Like, right? This chick making out with a guy. And he's just like, so are we not hooking up? Like,
well, he actually.
And it's like he's behind them, like trying to get her attention.
Well, I saw one point, which is what set off one of your bridesmaids. Is like so she's making out with somebody and he like groped her ass from he cupped it from underneath while she's kissing some other dude. He just didn't care at that point. I don't think he.
No, I saw him going up behind so many of my bridesmaids before we even left the venue and just like grabbing their ass while they're drunkenly stumbling around.
Was it your niece? You had two nieces.
I had two nieces there.
He was trying. I saw him like scoping, like stalking one of them, talking to her. Mm-hmm. But he wouldn't stop. He never stopped.
Yes.
If you have his number, you should change his ringtone to the Jaws theme.
No, it was
date
intense.
Date rape.
Except he's not even on a date yet.
Right. It's just rape.
Exactly.
Oh, that's what McRitchie said.
I need to buy
that's
you
right.
dinner.
McRitchie on stage, because I have a big mouth, and McRitchie's like, he's like, what a fucking loser. He's a rapist that couldn't even rape anybody.
It's hard. You know, we're so spoiled by the best around here.
Me? Hell yeah. But it's still like, champ, motherfucker.
There's nothing sadder than a rapist that can't pull
no
off
No wonder
the rape.
He hates me.
You know, follow through is
he
really
he envies
the
my
key.
Rape.
He yeah.
He took down a sleeping Asian. That's like getting the jump on a ninja.
It's like when you happen upon a doe asleep in the field and just shoot it.
And that being said, like, I've been known.
He looks so proud right now for everybody at home.
I'm more confused. I'm really trying to think through, like, fuck. I guess, again, I've said it, on paper, I guess that is rape, right? I mean, she was sleeping.
On paper.
She so would have fucked me. I know it. We were at her house. Like, why else would we be there?
Fucking with your kid in the bed next to you and doing that whole bit, and then messing with his head for a week afterward. I mean, that could be child abuse on paper, but I think we see the gray area.
That's different.
Well, no, because weren't you trying to convince him that you guys were just joking and trying to make him think that you were fucking? Well,
it only came up one time. Yeah, I mean, he said something like that. I think we just said we were just trying to wake you up and mess around. I don't think we ever said any sexual. Well, we a little bit. Maybe a little. It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't that bad.
But
it wasn't like.
Yeah. It wasn't like a rape.
I feel my heart cringing.
I think that's your inner child dying.
I feel my innocence just croaking.
Oh, that happened on Sunday. Now it's too late.
No. That shit's mine forever.
Now you have to stand by her.
Yep.
Shit, I could have left.
Oh my God, yeah. But
even before that, so on the heels of that, you guys had a fucking roast where all your friends came out. Like, mm-hmm. People that just amazing. Don't come out, that like would never be around at the same time. That was awesome.
That was an honor.
That was an outpouring of some fucking
love. I literally,
love.
Like, I left and I was like, I can't believe how many people cared enough. Like, yeah. That really, like, meant something.
Yeah, especially, like I know you've always been, like, adored by everybody. No. But I'm pretty sure, like, most of that was for you. But it's like, years ago when I started, I was like, this fucking bullshit kid. Like, doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's wasting our time.
I'm sure no one's ever really thought that, but...
Unless they say it on HB Funny.
It was bad.
Oh, right. That's right. I actually did say that.
You're like, no one's ever thought that. Like, we're like, name, that was you, motherfucker.
But for no reason, though. I think I just picked a name. I literally just picked a name.
And it's always BJ.
Right. So it begins.
Fuck. We had a good moment, though. We had a good moment, a good hug at the end, right? Yeah, like, hey, man, I don't hate you anymore.
I read my bridesmaids, the whole transcript. We were, like, chilling at, like, the Bachelorette or whatever, and we just are all there drinking, and I was talking about you and how the roast went, and I was like, oh, no, I have it, and I did the whole thing for them. I've never seen so many people.
With good timing?
Of course.
All right, good.
But they were just shocked. But, like, couldn't stop themselves from laughing. Like, they're watching my face, good. And I'm delivering it. And they're like, and then laughing.
Izzo just sent me the video. I want to see, because I bombed so bad the night before your wedding. I got booed off stage, practically. I need to see something halfway decent. So he just sent that. I had to walk him through what Google Drive is on his phone, and then walk him through the upload process, convince him that he wasn't using data in his house. Like, dude, you're on your Wi-Fi. But Verizon keeps sending me, no, bro, you're on Wi-Fi. You're in your house. And then from there, it became 5 hours of how to share it to
Is
me.
Is that how you do it with the Wi-Fi? I don't know.
Online? I don't want to wait on any lines. No, bro, relax.
That should be a whole thing of the Izzo show.
And the thing is, there's no acting needed.
It's, no, it's just his genuine what's confusion.
Wi-Fi? I don't know what Wi-Fi is.
Fucking idiot. But yeah, that was fun. Like, that was a fun night. I mean, there were... You know, one thing I think, if it's going to be a roast, you probably should eliminate the regular sets, in a sense. It became a little bit, like, you know, muddled. But that aside, like, I think just the amount of people that came out.
Well, that's the whole thing about an open mic that you're doing. It's still a regular open mic, right. But, you know, they still want to do the roast, too. Right. So it's like, if you wanted to do the roast,
Right.
Yeah.
But that was just amazing. Like, I couldn't believe how many people were going
It was awesome.
And you had the set of the night, for sure.
But I had unfair... I agree. Yeah. I will agree. But I had unfair advantages because I do write those kind of jokes. And I know you guys, especially you, so like a sister. So
In the South.
In the South.
It's still funny.
But I did. I took time. You know what? I took some time.
No. I mean, I felt it and I appreciated it. I'm going to frame that and put it in the wedding
I was scrapbook. Like... Well, so, like, the joke about your dad that I opened up with, I told Kylie... who really has very little sense of humor, doesn't get our shit. And she's like, there's no way. She's like, you're making my stomach. You can't say that. I'm like, but I have to. Like, I called my uncle, who's a comic, and he's a deranged fuck. He's like, you probably can't say that. I'm like,
but you know me well enough.
I'm like, I knew you'd be okay with it, but I didn't.
Because I even threw something like that out there.
You said, what are you going to say? Oh, my dad's dying for us to get married. Something like that. And I was like, yeah, it's worse than that.
But it was funnier than that. It was better.
Well, I didn't notice much when I was up there, but like when I said that joke, BJ was laughing hard. I was like, all right, I'm good.
Oh, I lost my shit.
Yeah, I was laughing too, and I saw everyone in the room turn to me.
I love that kind of humor,
and once they saw I was laughing, it's like, it's okay.
That's what it seemed like, because I only could see you guys. It was kind of bright, and I was like, okay, they're laughing. I guess I'm okay.
This could be worse. That's fantastic.
Someone did have to say, and it had to be me.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. No, I went in fully expecting all that and more.
I expected worse. I was really...
I felt like...
What could I have done?
You so pulled your punches.
No, I don't think so.
No, you did.
Here's some pictures blown up in 8x10s. Like, what could, how much worse could it have been?
No, you. I know you pulled punches.
I don't think so.
You thought about what you said.
You phrased everything
for the first time
so well.
Well, only in the sense that as an artist, if I want to say that, I wanted to craft the best jokes I could. There's nothing that I wrote down that I didn't use.
Yeah.
I mean, there were things that I thought in the recess of my mind but they weren't funny. That's the thing. I could have said things, but they weren't funny.
Yeah. You did everything just right, where it was
no punches pulled.
Yeah, no. It walked, you touched on everything that you could have touched on, but you did it in such a way where it was like, you can't help but think it's hilarious because it is. So
right.
you really did it well.
It was fun to write. I mean, my birthday's coming up and I probably am going to get roasted. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I'm an easy target though. Thing is, like, I don't know if I'm comfortable because I'm trying to think, like, what can people go at? Like, I don't necessarily want my dad to hear about drug use per se. But fuck it. If it happens, it happens.
Yeah. That's going to be the tricky thing about your roast is that there's going to be so many just kind of civilian people from your real life. Where
yeah,
it's
like a lot. Mostly.
It's not going to be like roasting people at Creekside.
And that's why I'm still on the fence. Not that I'm ashamed, but like they might just not be able to handle that.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
And everyone, you know, wants to be conscientious of your wife's feelings.
That's
certainly.
The only topic. There's one. Right. There's one topic.
Yeah.
She knows. She's aware. But like it still probably should not come up that night.
No.
Yeah.
Necessarily. Because no one else does. You know, as far as like real people know. I mean, everyone in the world knows.
So if we rule out a lot of your, you know, crazy experiences that you've had and, you know, certain things about drugs.
If we don't name
dad,
the drug themselves.
Like, it's all just going to be these very veiled, like, that Laz, you know how he is.
Remember that one time? What? What time?
Notice he doesn't have any Asian friends here.
Nice.
They must be sleeping. Like, no one's gonna get anything.
Well,
other
that's when
than
you stop
us.
And say he fucked a sleeping Asian. You gotta spell it out.
Yeah.
That's an Asian rape joke.
It is. Look, I mean, they can listen to these podcasts. Like it's all right there. Like, which goes to show no one does. But like, well, family wise, so fuck it. I mean, on the one hand, it's like fuck it, but on the other hand, I don't know. We'll see as it gets closer if it even happens. But I think it will.
I think so.
And then because my dad wants to go up. He's like, 40 years old. I've been thinking of something for years. Like, whatever. He wants to go last.
I would love that. That would be hysterical.
Because he could probably really embarrass me. Like, he knows little boy Ian and whatever else. Laz, whatever I am. He knows that.
I think a lot of grown men know little boy Ian. Is that not true?
That, unfortunately, is the truth. That's why I'm here. That's how this all happened.
Planted the seed for comic Ian.
Good Lord. Yeah, at one point I had a joke I did once on stage. And I'm rethinking my whole shit after this weekend, but like one of my kids told me they want to be a comic one day. So I molested him and said, there
sorry.
You go. No, but the joke was, so I molested her. I said, hey, here you go.
That made me laugh the first time I heard you do it.
Yeah.
Oh, you've heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did
I love
it on
that.
Stage before. Oh, you wow. did that at
probably on a mic.
Laugh
on a show.
It up.
No,
I
it was
did?
The Big J Okerson.
Did I?
Yeah. I laughed my ass off.
Wow, good for me.
Was it that old? I thought that was more recent.
No,
it was older. I haven't done it in a long time. Wow.
Because I know I've heard that.
Not the shitty night that I had, but yeah. Fuck.
That was just a shitty room.
Well, that's the thing. That's the best show no one ever saw.
Well, let's take a quick break.
We'll take a quick break. A quick one for us. We'll take a break. We'll be back on the Loose News.
And we're back.
But for real, we really stopped this time. We didn't just say, well, because BJ's here, so we can't, what can we say, right?
Yeah.
We got to.
It's all edited live in our own heads.
So, okay, we were going to bring something up that I was going to say before. BJ brought it up. So he puts a thing on Facebook. Was it yesterday?
I think so.
Announcing your retardom because.
Yeah.
Finds out his tie's been on backwards the whole wedding.
Yeah, no, I am so fucking retarded.
But like I was saying to you guys just now, like when you said it, I zoomed in. I'm like, it did not look backwards to me. How is it? What'd you do?
Well, no, this is the most messed up thing about it is that I didn't realize that it was on backwards till I was putting the tux back in the bag. And I looked at the tie and I saw that line in the middle.
It like was,
at
the that top, was in the front?
That was in the front. And I went, oh. I was like, oh, fuck. I had this on backwards the whole night.
But the worst part is he had ample opportunity to realize this because this is how it went, right? We pull in to the hotel from the venue and he's just kind of talking about the whole night and how magical it was. He's like, it was even so crazy, like the way everything was reversed. Like my tie was even like different from all the other guys.
Oh my God.
I was like,
no, because we're taking pictures and I'm looking at their ties. And I'm like, the way that was like theirs was like out in the front and then dipped in the middle. Mine was like the other way. And I'm like, huh. And then this is how.
But he's just thinking he's special because he's the groom.
Right.
No, because at this point I'm.
But he's just special.
I'm in full retardation because I'm at home getting dressed for this fucking thing, and I put the tie on. This is the most retarded thing I've probably ever done in my life.
Other than marry me.
I look down and I see the fucking barcode on the front of the tie, and I went, "Who the fuck puts a
in the front?
On the front of a tie?" Wow. I was like, I fucking hate rentals. And I put the fucking thing on and walked out the door. Like,
yep.
I mean, the photographer should have said something. I know.
My brother helped me with it. He helped me tighten it up.
So his tie was fine.
But it probably that part was already inside the vest.
Yeah.
Was it a clip-on or a regular tie?
No, it's one of those ones where it like hooks on the neck. As opposed to like the clip
right,
on
the clip's
front.
There.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But you didn't tie it. You just put it on in reverse.
Yeah, no. I'm just retarded. I'm just so retarded.
I feel like I should be arrested for fucking you.
Probably should.
It's just really.
But at least in the pictures I saw, it didn't look obvious. It seemed.
No, it looks fine in pictures, but now we just all know.
So great.
What Shannon's done with her life.
Oh, please. You guys are, come on.
No, it's.
You guys are equally in this shitter for different reasons, probably.
Exactly. That's
like,
why.
Like BJ said.
Like in the
perfect.
Vows.
The vows were perfect.
That's why the vows were so perfect, because it was like when Steph came up with that whole bit, and it was like, no, you're the problem I want to have.
Right.
And it was like, no, that sums it all up. That should sum up any marriage, but in particular, this one.
I also liked it because it was like true to us, because you wrote yours. A few days before everything, and I wrote mine on the way.
But they were not for nothing, they were perfect. It was great. It was really a good job. Yeah. Touching, perfect, hit everything.
I was on the fence about the flashlight incident joke, because like when I was kind of bouncing it off my family, my dad.
Who would know that's real? That could almost seem like you made it up.
Well, it is. We didn't actually have a flashlight incident.
Right.
So it was just like, I have to break up that like, you know, sappy shit with that.
Oh, I see, right.
But, like, my mom cracked up when she heard it, but my dad was kind of like, wait, that's for your vows?
Wait, so you let them preview it?
Yeah. Yeah, because I was like, okay, I know this is, like, a big day for you guys, too, and we have relatives. Like, I just want a little feedback. And so I made that joke about, like, how you've shined a light into the darkest parts of me and not just during that unfortunate flashlight incident. And I was like, well, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'd rather just say something that's genuinely us than feel like I missed the opportunity and had to censor myself. Like, this was our shit.
Which it was. I mean, it really... I can't believe, like, I thought we were going to go on for 5 hours. Because I think it just seemed like there were so many fucking things that went on.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. I mean,
insane.
But I guess when you look back, shit. I mean, you had a fucking, like, full-on rave in Ben's room.
Yeah.
Going on with full on like synced up lights to the music.
He said the best thing about our wedding. He was like, we had such a rave, people are wedding about it. I'm like, that really is perfect.
I mean, I learned also like, so because at these weddings, at a wedding, you know, you meet all your parents, your mom I'd met, but that's it. Mm-hmm. But like, so I learned two things about BJ's parents, natural parents, nocturnal, the ones that sleep.
The nocturnal.
The ones that stay up all night.
So, like the Asians.
Like first, I learned that BJ's mom is hot as fuck.
Super hot.
Super hot lady. Is she remarried?
Not.
I'm not asking for me, I'm just saying in general.
For a friend.
Pretty much.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And I also noticed, or was then schooled the fact that BJ's dad is a fucking thug.
Oh, yeah. Big Bill.
Holy shit.
Big Bill.
You could almost, like, the tension irradiating off him. I was like, this guy.
Well, the dad was even tense. That was the funniest thing.
That was
about
happy
it,
version.
Is that, oh, yeah, no, he was happier than a pig and shit. Like, it was a wedding.
He's intense, bro.
He was drinking. He was having fun. And you just see the smile in his eyes, you know?
But
it might have been the gym.
To you, maybe.
And then, because our friend was making the rounds at everyone that was breathing.
He got a little handsy.
He turned to my stepmother and goes, "How about you?" And my stepmother was like, no, thank you. So my dad, you know, he's a hitter. And he didn't.
Which is why BJ's so well behaved.
And I said that in front of Laz, and Laz was like, oh, he's a hitter?
Well, he said it in front of me, father, and me.
And you just started like getting nervous. I backed up. He's just going to randomly hit
but
you.
But it seemed like he wanted to.
That was the second father that terrified Laz that night.
Yeah, your father too.
My dad only strikes people if there's an absolute reason to.
That was the moment, though, because when we took the person that got out of hand up to his room, he was just like still belligerent, still defensive, and you were trying to lay out what happened. And because I'm at this point, I'm mad because I was involved. Where I'm like, I'm gonna fuck this guy up because he was going after me. Whatever it is, it's over. You were the saint that you are because you also like searched for Durkin for an hour. But like, so you're in this guy's room
at your wedding, yeah.
Right? You're in this guy's room. Like he's belligerent. You're trying to reason with him, giving him a list of what he's done. He's arguing. No, she's a fucking whore. She wanted, and then you're like, dude. You turned to my stepmother and said, "You're next." He goes, "Ooh, that's the one that hit home." That almost sobered him up at that moment.
That struck him in his soul. Yeah. He was like, oh no.
He's probably still digesting that.
I don't think he remembers. I don't think he remembers much of anything.
Yeah, I'll be curious to find out like what the aftermath on that end of it was.
That's the type of drunk where it's like you don't remember anything the next day.
I've never not remembered almost ever. I have no memory for real life, but I've never been that drunk. Have you guys been? You might have, but I mean. Have you guys been that drunk to not remember something? Or
the only
rape someone?
Time I've... not that I know of, right. But who knows what's happened to me. the only time that I can recall getting kind of like brownout drunk, it's not full blackout, but at my birthday...
So you fuck a half black guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. That's how it goes, right? It's mulatto drunk.
Your birthday, like the 30th?
This year. No, okay. The past birthday... I was at Creekside, and it was, again, one of those kind of, like, big comedian parties, and, like, even Dee Marino raced there after the Joe Coletta show and stuff. And so that was the last thing I remember was that Tommy Carolyn had given me some edible on top of whatever else was going on that night. And I'm, like, on the grass outside of Creekside, just chilling, messed up. And I remember just seeing Dee Marino appear out of nowhere. And then that was kind of, like, my last memory of the whole night. That was one of the few times I woke up the next morning feeling like a hungover.
Did anything happen? I mean, you were there clearly, BJ, so nothing happened. She just kind of was probably hammered and...
Nah, she was hammered, she got a little sick, and then went to sleep. She was gone. But, she doesn't get that way very often. She usually remembers everything that goes down and whatnot.
Mostly.
I've only ever had one time where I was blackout drunk, and then my brother, like, explained everything to me the next day.
Was it bad?
It was bad.
What'd you do?
I went to a party like across the street from my mother's house when she was still living in New York, and I thought I was so fucking slick because I was like, she doesn't know I'm drunk. But it's like my first encounter with like liquor, and I went to this house and they had out like this. I think I had like four giant Budweisers before I started because again I don't know, and then I turned and I see the fucking booze. They had this big bottle of Jack and this big bottle of Captain, and I started with the Jack. And I was filling a solo cup almost to the top and just topping it with like a little bit of Coke and just drinking that like that. And I did like three of them. And then just like, it was almost a bottle gone at that point. And my brother was like, "You need to stop." And I'm like, "Fuck you." like, "I'm the life of the party."
I'm very important.
Yeah, I'm like calling my other friends, like, hey, I fucking love you. And then I'm just like, I'm stumbling around, and he's like trying to get the cup away from me at this point because now the bottle of Jack is gone. I have killed the bottle, and then I went for the Captain.
Oh my god!
And I did the same thing with the Captain, and now he's chasing me, and I got the solo cup full of Captain and Coke. I'm like, "It's mine!" You know, like. I drank about half of it before he finally slapped it out of my hand. So now I'm just belligerently like drunk, amazed I don't have alcohol poisoning. And then I just ended up like wandering around the property of these people until I ended up in a chair. And I don't remember like almost anything at that point. And I just, all I remember is I was sitting in the chair and I just like gravity just felt so good. I leaned forward, and it was basically my head's touching the ground, and I'm sitting in this chair.
Oh, God.
And then my brother goes, oh, no, you don't. And he grabs me by the back of my shirt and pulls me up quick. And you ever have that moment where, like, you stand up too fast and you get dizzy?
Sure.
Oh.
Multiply that by, like, a billion. Because he pulled me up, and I just felt everything inside me lunge out. And then I was looking straight up in the air at this point, and it all just, like, rains down on me and on the chair. And I just, like, slid back into it, so it's all over the back of my pants and stuff. And I'm just, like, laying in the chair. And and then at some point, I ended up, like, getting up and walking around, and people were like, did he shit his pants?
You're walking around covered in puke.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
Everyone's
it
was just
awful.
Grateful it's not shit.
He carried me home. Like, right back across the street to my mother's house, and she, like, took my clothes from me to wash them, and she, like, beat me with a belt and sprayed, and sprayed me with Febreze, and I'm laughing, like, I don't feel it. And then, like, I woke up the next day all hungover, and she, like, made me do yard work, but I don't remember anything. And my brother tells me, he's like, you know, you were laying face down in the yard, and people are, like, yelling at you, like, get in a chair, get in the woods. We don't want to see you. And I'm like, fuck you, Jesus. I'll fight you. I couldn't even stand up.
Because of this, to this day, his mother always talks about how BJ used to have a drinking problem.
Yeah. Of that
because
one
of this one incident.
It just takes one.
And I was, I'll never forget that because, like, I'm out in the yard and I'm so hungover. She's making me, like, swing a pick.
A whole nother bottle.
And, I'm chopping away and stuff. I started singing slave songs. She stopped getting mad at me.
Jesus.
I've had a couple of, you know, hammered, I don't know, get cut, get whatever.
Yeah.
I once almost drank rubbing alcohol because there was nothing left to drink.
Oh my
but
God.
Just, yeah, just dumb shit. But like, I think I always kind of knew what was, I never forgot anything. You know, yeah. I never, like my wife, because she's had a couple nights that she just didn't recall. And I'm like, that's just terrifying to think what could happen in that span you're not living anymore.
I think more than that, I tend to suffer from the type of drunkenness where it's like, I can remember what happens, but I don't have a clear picture of it. Like people, like if I watch video back, if it happens to be at a place that's being recorded, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so loud and obnoxious. And I think I'm being like super cool at the time. So that's more like I know what's happening, but I just have a like skewed perspective on it.
Yeah. And it's the worst. Like, for, I mean, because I've never been a big drinker, but like to sit back as a relatively sober guy watching it, like it's so annoying to watch like really drunk people.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, fuck. Even when I like good example, I said Dan DiMarino, hammered, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just having a good time doing his thing. Like certain people, I guess, maybe they repress something. Maybe, who knows why, but they become somebody else at that point. And it's just not the person I signed up to hang out with that night.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I've definitely been that person a time or two.
But drugs evens it out. That's why it's good to have both.
Yes, exactly.
It's good to have both because it's a nice yin and yang, so to speak.
Yep, nice compliment.
Fuck, man. So here's a story off of wedding topic. So this week, like, so after your roast, after Creekside Thursday, my lips were, like, very chapped. It was, like, I don't know if it was cold out. I leave, like, and my lips were very red. I used to always get chapped lips. I've been better at preventing it, preventative measures, whatever. So then, like, the next day, I had, like, three spots, like, that seemed like chap spots, whatever you'd call that.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Like, raw spots.
Well, right. So then, like, two of them stayed relatively the same. One became kind of like a pimple. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, do I have herpes? And how, if so? But
how
like,
close to the mic did you get?
Right. Or anything else in the last couple months.
Yeah, no, it would be amazing if that happened.
And I was just
you
like,
got the clem.
But like, I'm looking online, like pimple versus sore. I'm in a million sites. And like, luckily, like it said, like there was no tingle beforehand. So that was good. But man, did
I think someone else had a similar experience.
Really? Go on, please. Go on. Because I'm good. Hopefully you are too.
No, it's hysterical. Because I had the same damn thing.
Did you Google pimple versus sore?
Well, I fucked with his head.
She fucked with me
and
so bad.
Set it all off.
She well, fucked with me
What happened?
So,
how did this
so
thing
bad.
Start?
Dude, I don't know. Like,
you were like, it feels like my lip feels sore, but there was nothing there. And then it blew up.
I woke up one day and it looked like I had a fat lip. And I was like, what the fuck is this? So, like, I go about my day, and it's like, it was New Year's, I think. And I went out and I was like, you know, I put some shit on it to try to like, you know, whatever. And then throughout the day, it just got worse and worse. And then it was like, it looked like a pimple. I was like, fuck. I was like, great. Now I look like I got fucking herpaderp. And then she starts fucking with me so bad. And I'm like, I haven't been with like almost anybody really. Like, how is that even possible?
And why now all of a sudden?
Yeah, why now all of a sudden? It doesn't make any fucking sense. And she's just like, I don't know. Maybe it's just been dormant. Maybe it's like this. And I was just like.
Because I started spewing all this scientific stuff at him. And it's like, well, even though I'm clean, like some people are just carriers. And can still, like...
Would you come off like you were more concerned for yourself? Or couldn't you have...
Well, no. This is what this motherfucker did, okay? She goes, you know, oh, no, a lot of people get those cold sores. That's herpes simplex B or whatever. And, you know, she's like, I'm immune to it, thankfully. And I was like, you. Right? And she goes, what? I was like, you're a fucking carrier. And then she goes, oh, my God, am I a carrier? And she's like, so, like, that's the only good aspect is that one moment of...
So you set that whole thing up just to make him think you gave it to him.
It was true. Like, I do have, there's people in my family where they have the other type of the cold sores where it's a herpes variety, but it's like not that type.
Not it's the, like, not sexually transmitted.
Yeah, it's like the simplex something. And so
I'm drinking it. It's fine.
That's also communicable, but like I never caught it, you know.
Luckily.
Over the years.
That you and know so, of.
Well, no, I definitely, I mean, I've been tested, but they even said, like,
for that?
Unless you have an outbreak, there really is no accurate way to test.
So you get tested with an outbreak. You can't get tested,
no,
like...
No, and, it'll show up even if you don't have
an
outbreak.
And I once had something down there that it turned out to be, like, an ingrown hair later, but I was freaking out, sure. And so I got it tested, and they were like, no, it's
now I have to date Steiner, great.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know, my roommate got tested for like a whole bunch of stuff because he wasn't feeling well because he thought he had Lyme's disease. And they went through the whole process of testing him just for everything at the same time because, you know, fuck it. He's got health insurance. And then it came back like he was positive for that. And then
for the Lyme's or for herpes?
For the lip sore stuff, oh, like that version of it.
Oh, not the sexual one.
Yeah, it's not sexual herpes.
Not the sexual one, just the one that you get. And they're like, well, we can give you this for it. We can give you that for it. And he's like, why? He's like, it doesn't ever show. He's like, if it was like, oh, I got this giant thing on my fucking face, then yeah, right. I'll do something about it. Yeah. Like, but in the meantime,
it's like how most people have HPV, and it's like, well, what the fuck?
It's just
gonna
dormant.
Do about it?
Right.
Yeah, the chances like of it turning into cancer are like slim.
But even herpes, like from what I was reading this week, even, I mean, most people probably have that too, mm-hmm. on some level. And just, I'm just trying to think if I actually had, let's just say.
Oh, I was Googling shit. I was Google champion.
Well, you don't want to hit Google Images, that's for sure.
No, you don't. You don't. But I did, because I was like comparing.
Because some of the stuff that I did see, like that I was going to say, so if let's just say I did have herpes, and I wouldn't leave my house for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I would be, I mean, I'm vain. I guess I'm vain, yeah. And I'm self-conscious, like.
Not even vanity at that point. It's like people are going to recognize that as that, and no one's going to like.
It's everything. It's vanity. It's shame. But like, how do you leave your house?
I remember.
I don't know.
I remember I went to a deli years and years ago, and I got like this. I ordered my food, and I got to the register, and the girl that was handling the food had this massive thing on her lip, and I remember just like staring at it, like, oh fuck no, and I got like $15 worth of food. But because she was handling it,
hungry
I walked out and threw it all in the
garbage. Oh, you paid for it, threw it out?
Because I was trying to be courteous. I didn't do it in front of her, but I walked outside. I was like, I can't. And I just got rid of it.
I don't blame you.
And I'll never forget that. It's like,
Laz would have just stolen it and thrown it out.
I would have stole something else. I would have come back in and stole something else.
Something prepackaged.
He's like, this bitch is trying to give me herpes. I'm taking a Snickers.
I was in Seattle 3 or 4 years ago, a few years ago. And we met this, like, my friend and I met this off-duty stripper. She was smoking hot and like kind of into me
off
and him.
Duty.
She wasn't
like
working
a fucking
at the moment.
Cop.
We met her at like they have like these like pinball arcades in the hipster section. We're playing pinball with her, talking to her, and I kept thinking I was getting rolled because she was being way too nice to me, like buying me drinks. Now every time I've gotten laid, like they bitches buy me drinks. All right, well this might happen. I'm still oblivious to the fucking signs. But so long story short, so she takes us outside and we're smoking pot, and. Like, I was, like, studying her mouth because I'm like, not that I'm going to kiss her, but I'm like, you never know what's going to happen. Let me just look at this bitch's fucking mouth.
It's always good to stare at any orifice that's leading
right,
to the inside
to
of the body.
Right. So like, I thought I saw like something, not bad, but like I have like fucking sonar or
yeah,
not sonar, a kinker.
But, yeah, like yeah. But like, but I kind of forgot because I'm so neurotic. I'm
you had your wisdom teeth removed.
Like a little ketchup, like fuck. So like, I smoke weed with her, and then we're walking home, and my buddy's like, "Hey, by the way, like you forgot, didn't you?" Like he purposely didn't even tell me, so I'd smoke with her, and then I bugged out the whole rest of the trip. Like fuck, now I got herpes from smoking with this fucking whore. A funny story about that. Here's another funny story with that. She was hot. I mean, she wasn't whatever, 10, but she was hot. So we were hanging out, and then it led to the point of the night where I think a real man, like, just fucks her, right? So what I say to her
depends
was...
Depends on what you define real well, man as.
Like most dudes or whatever.
I didn't do it, but a real man.
Here's the definitely. Moment where she expected me to, like, just do something, and then we end up fucking.
Yeah.
Right? So what I say to her, almost word for word, was, hey, like... Can I come over to your place and just like cuddle for a little while? And she's like, yeah, I don't think so. No, we're good. And like my friend's like, my friend is a man. And he's like, bro, like nobody.
She's like, I've got a Snuggie and two cats.
Yeah, she's like, what the fuck is wrong?
You're just going to clog my toilet.
But I meant that. Like I wasn't looking to cheat. Like I just wanted to snuggle with a big titty bitch for a few minutes, like or whatever. And she's like, yeah, I'm good. Like, the funny thing is like, I think I could have fucked her, but she didn't want to just snuggle. No, you know what I'm saying? Like she would have let me inside of her.
You are such a unique creature. I really like, do. I'm like, an idiot. Enjoy you thoroughly. Just the way your mind works.
Well, how so? Like I mean, just how stupid I am.
The backwards shit. I think of some of the things that I know you've done, and like just with people that it's like, oh God, why? And like the circumstances, and then the things where it's like you're presented with like an off-duty stripper.
I know.
That's like down to fuck, and you're just like, hey, allegedly. Can we please? Just, can we please
can I hug
just
you?
Cuddle?
Can we embrace?
Like, I actually want to watch Netflix right now. I just...
Can we cuddle and literally chill?
I just need you to hold me.
Actually chill.
Yeah, right. Can we just chill?
Season 5 of Gilmore Girls. They just added new episodes.
I mean, I don't know for a fact that she would have boned me, but I think maybe. She definitely didn't want to cuddle with me, though. Definitely didn't want to cuddle with a motherfucker.
Yeah. So it was going one way or the
other.
I mean,
she bought me drinks. She smoked me up. Like, we're strangers. That wouldn't happen, right? See, like, if she would have fallen asleep, I would have fucked her. I guess they have to be asleep for me to have confidence.
You know, well, you can't disappoint can't someone that's not conscious.
Exactly. So that was just a dream. I wasn't crying. I wasn't getting dressed crying. It was a dream. Never happened.
I didn't insist on calling you mommy. You're tripping, bitch.
What a moron. The fuck, like, and then like sometimes people will like be like so mad because they wish they had the chances. I fuck up.
BJ, when he was a bartender, there was times two girls would want to go home with him, like
three girls,
at once,
yeah, and he turns them
down. But they literally said it, or you didn't pick up, and you said no because. Because
I was freaking out, man.
How am I going to handle three bitches? Which part of it?
Yeah, because I was so inexperienced and stuff. Like, my dry spells are like, you know, fucking legend. They're like biblical walking through the desert dry spells.
Yeah, the ground is cracked.
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't even remember how this thing looks
all
like.
The birds are dead.
So did you kind of just, like, if it was one girl, would you have done it?
I don't even know.
So you might have just been like, you weren't in the right mind frame.
Nervous, like, right. Okay, she might be expecting something that I'm not ready to deliver. Like, there's a lot of times.
She's
like
probably going to want me to stuff a ball in her. That's what these bitches want.
Oh, I did that. Okay, right. I lost that one for a second.
What if I have shit on my dick? How do I know?
Put it all in.
How can I put it all in all three of you at once?
I only got one dick and two balls.
I mean, my philosophy, because I am not a good lover, is always like you can just make up for it with cunnilingus. Like I'll eat a bitch out till she's tired of it, which is, doesn't take long because I'm awful at it. But like, you know what I mean?
That was also I was deadly scared of fucking diseases,
which is rightfully so. Three bitches that want to fuck a stranger, sure.
Yeah, because my friend that was at the wedding, Don, he would always fuck with me all the time because like there'd be like these girls like really into me or whatever, and I was like even like. Considering it, and he would notice that I was considering it, and he'd walk by and be like, "She probably got that HPV."
Like, just, and it worked on you.
And it worked. It just kept me so much out of trouble.
And fun.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, all my other friends are like cocaine, railing the same girl out in the back.
Well, that was their plan.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that is scary because I mean,
you
friends,
never know. It's
we have friends of mine that are single. Like, now, if I were going to fuck a bitch, I'm going to use a condom, but, like, you know, oral sex, kissing, like,
that's
shit,
not
100%
man. 100% effective.
Right, but just, like, kissing or oral sex, like, anything can happen.
Yeah.
And, like, how do you turn down head? But, like, shit, it's not worth that.
No, it's not worth it at all. That's why it's, like, I've been very good, you know? Like, you don't fuck around. It's that Eddie Murphy has a whole skit about that, about, like, oh, craps, my dick's
that's it.
I'm out.
I'm out. Well, I know people that have, like, genital warts or herpes. They have to find other people that have that.
There's, like, whole special dating sites and shit.
Right.
I was curious about that, if there's an actual, like, site dedicated.
Yeah, there are.
Or I know one couple that, like, they have to wait till there's no trace of anything. But even then, fuck
yeah, it's a lot
that.
Of, yeah. It's going to deeply
do
affect your life.
Do their cycles match up at the same time?
I wonder.
Like women together?
I wonder.
Do they synchronize? Yeah.
Do they synchronize at breakouts?
I wonder how it correlates with, like, the moon phases and shit. Yeah. I want to, like, just research all this.
We need
this.
To know.
Like, I need
know
a grant.
I'm not even itchy today. Are you itchy? I'm not itchy at all.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
It's like Turkey and Nippers from Bartleby. Like, one's always on, one's always off. Like, fuck, we can never have sex.
Yeah. No, it's got to be a real pain in the ass, I would imagine. Like...
Thank God. I mean, I've been monogamous so long, but shit, like, I had chances. Well, whatever, once or twice here and there. Like, for 18 years, mostly monogamous, okay? Mostly.
We didn't even say anything.
You didn't have, well, I mean, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, they don't
know. Now the listeners know you guys both made a face.
You give it up easily. I'd love to just be a detective questioning you with
my dad,
light.
My father, who was a cop, always said that I, as a kid, confessed before I committed the crime every fucking time.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Now you podcast. This is all part of a cycle.
God, like, I would just be, so, like, yeah, so when I had those three spots, I'm just thinking, like, fuck, like, shit, I made it this far now? Like, now? And then it went away, and I was like, fuck, all right, thank God.
You know, everybody's had those little weird moments where all of a sudden just, like, on your mouth or, like, somewhere sensitive, all of a sudden you're like, wait.
What's that?
What? Yeah. What is that? And then usually, that, like, oh, no, that's nothing.
I never bugged out so much about anything in my life. Honestly, I think it was a burn. Because, like, I had, like, some hot soup from a deli the day before, and I'm always a fucking animal, and I don't, like, wait. I remember it burnt me, but I didn't think anything of it. And then it's, like, the next day I have this, and I'm like, fuck. But, like...
He had to retrace his steps.
Yeah, that's what I did. I fucking... I Tarantino'd it. I just worked my way back.
Memento and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, like... tea tree oil and whatnot, and I was just like, whatever it is, kill it.
Yeah, no, I was like treating it like a witch doctor. I was lancing it and pouring like essential oils on it and shit. It
probably made it like swell up worse and whatnot.
You're fine.
Whatever.
That's what I was.
You'll test negative.
Speaking of three women, so the other thing I told you, I had two notes of things that this week I discovered. Well, one was that I don't thankfully have herpes, but I found like harem porn. There's this porn, it's called Czech Harem, like Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
It's like 30 girls and one guy. And the like, beside the fact that everything's awesome in it, like each girl like strips for him. And you know, that's my thing. Like, so now 30 hot chicks like stripping for one guy, and then they all just ravage him.
That sounds so tedious.
It's, I mean, I don't know if I could do it, but I can fucking watch. I can't watch other porn right now. I'm just locked in on Czech, it's called Czech HAV or something, like, not HIV, HAV,
Czech
HAV or something.
So you stumbled upon this by accident.
How did I don't know how I stumbled upon it.
Looking under Czech HIV.
Because he's...
checking for HIV.
Yeah, no, he started off, he was Googling things about his lip, and then he's like, well...
That's what I'm saying.
If it's over for me, let me just find what kind of porn I have to be into now.
How can I give it to the most women at one time?
I'm just gonna AIDS bomb this whole harem.
So you don't think you'd want to lay there and have 30 women pleasure? Because they were fucking with each other a little bit.
Because that's perfect, because then as they die, you get a turnover and you get new bitches.
Yes.
So much. That's so much.
It is so much. But for me, the watching them strip was kind of not the... Yeah, it was like the best part.
How long are the videos?
40 minutes.
Jesus.
That seems like a lot to go through in 40 minutes.
Yeah, you can jerk off 40 times.
No.
How long are they taking to strip? Because if all 30 of them are stripping, that's 30 minutes.
I think the first...
Like,
no, I think the first like 5 minutes...
I'm bringing
minutes,
this down mathematically. No,
the first 5 minutes is like the... I guess there's one like hostess, this woman. She gets naked too, but she
that
explains...
That would be my job. I just stand there
but,
and like...
No, she gets
it.
Naked. But she explains, okay, you've won this... Like, they pretend that the guy writes in. Maybe they have written in. They write in for to win this... opportunity. So
it's like fan
she spends like 5 minutes explaining that you're chosen. Then the next 3 to 5 minutes, each girl comes in, gives him like a kiss and shakes his hand, hello, whatever. And then like the...
There's a receiving line.
And so that's like 10 minutes. Then in some of them, they just cut where the girls are in their bra and panties and just stand in there and then get naked from the bra and panties. In the other ones, they just go one by one from fully dressed. Those I like better.
You should write porn reviews.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's a dime a dozen. Back before like the internet, I always wanted to do that, or I wanted to make porn trading cards with stats. But now that's really out there. Like there's shit like that out there.
Porn reviews. But yeah,
check porn, guys. Harem porn. Fabulous. And now I know what I want for my birthday too.
We should have. How often do you have the turnover of what you're into? Because we could have like weekly recommendations from you.
I'd say it goes like by 3 to 4 week cycles. Like I'll go like to like a lesbian cycle, black girl cycle. So you know, specific porn stars that I like, only them for a while.
So your thing is when they're stripping?
It's not like I
do that like dance.
Not even the dance. Like I could just enjoy like jerking off to the female form itself.
Because when I first discovered porn, like the video porn that didn't take like 3.5 days to download,
right?
Like
don't do it illegally.
Like there was like I remember I put in the DVD. And
the fact that it was even a DVD you is mind-blowing.
Me too. Well, shit, well, I'm old as fuck.
I was going to Lincoln Tech, and that was the first time I saw it.
Your first porn DVD or movie was...
I was
in your 20s?
Yeah, I was in my 20s.
But you jerked off, obviously. There's no porn yet.
Oh, yeah. No, I had things I could find on the internet for what he's talking for that amount of time.
But had you seen hardcore fucking yet in your life?
No. So
mind blown over here. Look at Shannon's hands
and
up
I
in
ended
there.
Up with Shannon.
That's why I'm saying that's how I got a ring in 6 months. I was like, oh, you sweet little man.
Wait, hold on. Wait, you see this DVD porn? This is going to get good.
Yeah. I remember that was the most, I was like, what the fuck is she doing? Like, this is so weird.
What was she
like,
doing?
Boring. Like the little dance at the beginning. Right. Like, I'm like, What's the point?
Right,
of this?
I don't need that.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's no, you're saying. Wasting everyone's
like,
time.
No, what I like is like so. It's first. It's like I, awkward camera. I like seeing what's under their clothes. So like when the shirt comes off and you see the bra, like I'm turned on by what they're wearing under there. But then just like just the actual body parts. Like sometimes I'll just look at the body part and be aroused, so aroused that I can.
When you
I
say body part like that, it makes it sound really like.
Oh, that fingernail. Creepy.
I think I said on this show, like I can come just to a tit bouncing, like while fucking or whatever. But like I can just stare at a tit and just come.
It's in the details for you.
Yeah, kind of. I like lighting. I want the girl to seem happy. I don't like that torture shit.
Yeah, no, that's very uncomfortable. I like story.
I can do some story.
There has to be like a story to it. If it just seems random, it's like.
I love when it's like the teacher or the stepfather.
Of course.
do you have a particular storyline that you like?
You can't see, just I'm nodding. Like,
do you have a storyline that you like or a fantasy?
As long as it makes sense. If it gets too like,
you don't have to cross believability.
We want specifics. We're looking for specifics.
What kind of like? Do you have a specific like scenario that turns you on?
This is a loose noose, motherfucker.
Not even like I don't have like anything specific. It's just like I don't.
You want to buy into it though.
Yeah, I just want to buy into it.
Does he fix the cable?
Yeah, like if it's too fake. I hate it.
I've said this before, but that's what I love about foreign porn is that they have these weird scenarios, but it's vague enough because you don't understand the language that you can kind of make it whatever you want. The relationship, who those people are, what the situation is, you can kind of dictate it unless it's like very obvious because of some costume or such thing. You can create your own scenario with all the trimmings of not shitty American porn acting. Usually the European stuff is a little dirtier and more natural in a sense. And then like you can just kind of make your own story.
That's the thing with this Czech stuff is there's fucking subtitles, which is kind of annoying. Because I can't help but read it. I'm not gonna not read it.
I like when I can come and laugh at the same time.
Really?
It's always great.
I can't.
There was one I saw recently. Really? I was cracking up. Like there's like it's like a husband and wife and she's dressed like real slutty and he's just being a complete dick to her. Like such an asshole. And he's talking, and she's just cursing him out. He's cursing her out, and then there's like a robber, like with a mask, and he's like stealing their shit in the other room, and he hears them like fighting. So he like hides against the wall, and she walks in and sees him, and just like to get back at her husband, just starts fucking this guy.
Oh my god!
But meanwhile, like the husband is like walking around in the background, so they're doing it to not get caught, and it's like blatantly obvious behind him. And meanwhile, he's like thinking like, "Oh, we're good now." He's like, "Honey, make me a sandwich." She's, "Oh, sure, I'll make you a sandwich." She's like rubbing the bread on this guy's fucking dick and putting, feeding it to him, but then she goes back to fucking him behind.
That's amazing.
I was like, "What is this?" But like,
did you come to that?
And I laughed.
And game?
All right, so wife banging someone for revenge porn is what does it for you. Good to know now that we're married.
It was just funny
to me. It was just something I was like, what is this?
I'll make sure to act appropriately next time we get robbed.
Because I have a mask in the car.
I know what you like.
Because I've seen, like, there's plenty of those, like, burglary porns, though. Or like, the Peeping Tom porn, where it's like, ooh, look at this.
Or kidnapping.
I've never seen that.
I've seen some where
kidnapping
they, like,
porn?
They kidnap the girl and toss her in the back of a van and fuck her all tied up and shit. So
get like, the fuck out of here.
Wait. Isn't that, like, rape
porn? No, wait, but it's a fan. Yeah, is that rape?
I guess technically.
Yeah, that's not like, oh, like, she's Stockholm Syndrome did the fucking...
I'm pretty sure they hired her, so it wasn't
really... But do you like that?
Fuck me and I'll let you go.
I like everything.
But, okay, so...
I like things, the more wrong it is. Like, I've talked about how, you know, like, the Freddy Krueger porn or whatever.
Okay,
like, that could be anything.
But that's a cartoon, in a sense.
It wasn't.
No, but it's cartoony.
It wasn't. It was well done.
She told me about it. I went and clicked on it. I had to turn it off. It was so unsettling.
Because he was burnt and shit, right?
Yeah. And he stayed in character. Like, take that dick.
Yeah. He had the glove on and shit.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
That's sacrilegious, man.
Yeah, that's like really wrong. But
like if you're watching, like, let's just go back to this like van rape shit, right? Like, is how do I even act? Like, is part of you in like turned on by the thought that she doesn't want this?
Yeah.
But you don't want to have that happen to you, do you?
Does that happen to you? Like,
no, but there's such a separate thing.
I think everybody has like a rape fantasy.
There's something very separate.
Well, unless you're Asian. No, but like
you don't need one because you live it.
in the past. But like, I just...
Well, then it's in the spank bank.
I mean, there have been... like, but the ones that I've seen like that are more, I guess, mild, where eventually the girl does come around. Because first of all... I've never been raped, but like, if you are being raped, you're not going to suck someone's dick, are you? Or do you just kind of give up because you don't want to get hurt at that point?
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess it would depend.
If you're a woman getting raped, do you just like end up blowing the guy so he doesn't hurt you?
I think that happens a lot.
Because you have teeth.
Yeah, that, which is true. But, you know, if the guy has a gun or a knife, you figure if you bite his dick
he's
going to shoot you or stab you.
Right.
Well, according to our good friend Andy Dufresne, all the pressure to the brain will cause the jaw to clamp down.
Yeah, but at that point, you know, like, it wouldn't be a risk that most girls are willing to take. Some girls do shit like that, you know?
Like what?
To escape a rape, they end up hurting the guy, you know, however they can, which in a lot of cases
it almost happened in your bridal suite.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, not uncommon in that scenario, I don't think.
I don't know. It's uncomfortable.
I don't think I could.
But I'm just saying you can enjoy anything if you're in the right mindset.
If it's clearly,
it's not like all I watch. It's just things I've seen.
But if it's clearly fake, like clearly she's hired. But there are certain videos like I've come across that I can't watch them, but I've seen parts of it where, like, for example, the guys will feed the girls and then like throat fuck up so they vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Now. To me,
I've seen those.
Why
I
does that exist?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
No, it's
literally, there's whole series where that happens, but it happens towards the end of the video.
It's the beginning
watch
sometimes.
Sometimes, but I'll watch through until it happens and then.
But then there are ones like where even like, for example, like they'll throat fuck a girl and then like they'll come like in a cup and then make her drink it. Like,
I don't like that.
Come on.
Cum
swapping. Hate that. That makes me sick. Like he comes in a girl's mouth and then she takes that load and puts it in another girl's mouth from her mouth.
Or in his own sometimes.
I've never seen that.
Oh, I've seen
feeding
that.
Feeding a bird? That's just
but no, but it's like
sometimes
from...
Sometimes in some of them she spits it back into
I've never seen that. And why would that ever happen?
I've done it in real life.
I saw that in Swordfish, and I thought that was the most disgusting thing
I've had more than one guy ask for that.
He wanted his load...
Disgusting.
Did
I'm
make it weird?
I
thought we're having frank adult conversation.
I just don't. Like,
remember this later.
This had to be the guy that needed you to fuck him in the ass, evidently.
He was one of them.
Fuck. I don't want my load in my mouth.
Well, a lot of girls like to taste themselves. Why would it be different for a guy?
Who are these girls?
Most of the girls, but
it's
okay.
It's one thing, like, so maybe you pull out and then she blows you fine. It's hot. Yeah. There's no pussy juice, but like,
girls are not opposed to that. If anything, and we're kind of into it.
We, there's no more we. You don't speak for nothing. You speak for you. You speak for your dirty self.
Yeah, but I can speak for women that I we. Know. I can speak for women I know. That
other sluts.
Had these conversations.
Other fucking sluts.
Yeah, modern women living the life.
I'm so naive.
I definitely don't want my own load back in my own mouth.
No, BJ's not one of these people.
I'm not one of these people at all.
I remember this one time, like, I came first and I was like, well, I was like, I gotta do what I got to do.
Yeah, he was gonna do it and I stopped and I was like, you don't have to do that. I know you don't want to.
Ah, because it was in there.
No, I did it anyway.
You for a little bit, yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, I wonder, I never had that situation, I don't think.
It's like, I'm never getting this beard right again. It's like, bitch, just shave and start over.
Nice. I've never had that situation
like
arise.
A fucking dip candle at that point.
Flavor saver.
And I think I said this once before. I just wonder what moment in somebody's life leads them to like want that. Because you're not born. I don't think it's a natural progression to want that.
I think people are into all kinds of weird things for all kinds of weird reasons, and it doesn't make it wrong if the other person isn't being forced to do something they don't want to do.
You've told like stories ad nauseum on this show. You know, but like things that guys have either wanted. Is there anything weird or odd or out of the dots that you've requested or that you like? Or are you more just a willing participant?
Ask BJ that.
Well, okay, but he's not like a deviant.
She's very choose your own adventure. Like,
this might lead to that.
Yeah. Do whatever you want to do to me. And it's like, whenever you say that, it's like, there's too many options.
Right.
The menu's too big. What do you do?
I want a prefix menu.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if someone said that to me, I would just do the normal wholesome stuff. I don't know what I don't
That's
have.
What I end up doing.
Like, okay.
And then she's just like, really?
I might put a finger in her ass. Like, okay.
He definitely does that.
Congratulate. That's about what I would do, right? Like a thumb or, I don't even know, maybe
just
like.
Just a quick.
You know, nothing crazy.
He'll give a good shocker.
I'm not grabbing anything out of a drawer. I'm not getting a carrot. I'm not hitting somebody. I'm not spitting. It's just, no, I'm not tying somebody up. I'm just making love to a bitch.
I mean,
when you say do anything, you really mean do whatever you can think of.
That's
fry an egg
on
my back.
That's
whatever.
How I approach relationships. Is I try and be open-minded where it's like, I'll try anything twice, you know? Where it's like, I really will. Even if I try something once and I don't like it, I'll still try it again in a different mood and a different
Has
situation.
Anything ever happened that once that you said, no way, twice? That can't happen again.
Yeah.
Care to share that or not?
Like more than three fingers in a pussy.
Okay. That's
like,
fair.
I've had
unexpected fisting.
Unexpected fisting.
All of
like
these are based in reality, right, motherfuckers. Right. But I had a guy do four, and it like ripped.
Oh, ow!
And like it damaged.
I didn't have one, but it hurt me.
Yeah, like it damaged like my clit, so that every time I peed, it felt like I was having a painful orgasm. It was the weirdest sensation.
For how long?
A couple weeks until it was healed, and like I was so like it was horrible. So that's why three fingers max for real.
What if it's
that's
a midget?
Like,
yeah, if they have really tiny hands, I was just thinking the same thing.
Oh, I could probably take a midget fist. Probably.
Do we know any midgets? It's not even that late. We can get one out.
It's for science,
babe. We got
babe.
A little Dennis.
It's for science.
Yeah, all these weirdos, because I hadn't been to
it's like
Creekside.
Like a baby arm, you know?
I haven't been to Creekside in over a year. Like all these new weirdos, man.
I did fuck myself with a baby arm. Not a real baby.
Like a doll?
A doll. You know how
and
there's...
after we shamed Laz for having sex in the bed with this kid.
No.
I used my son's arm while he was sleeping.
No.
A toy, obviously.
It was like a baby doll where it has like the
did
padded,
you pull the arm off?
The padded body, and then it's got like the Jesus. Plastic... arms and legs and head attached to like
you weren't still like a little girl when that was your toy, I hope.
It used to be my toy.
Shannon's the kind of person that if it's in the house long enough, she might fuck herself with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's lost lint rollers.
Like you should not have a black light. You don't want to know.
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
No, I'll try anything. If I think it's sanitary,
I remember like it was like the second or third time she stayed over my house. Right. I got like a message from her and she's just like, I'm just fucking myself with everything in your room, by the way. See, no.
Were you turned on by that?
I just kind of chuckled and I was like, what could she possibly? I was like,
that's always the thing. Is like, I'll do some crazy thing and he'll just kind of like say something funny. And it's like, no.
Are you going for the laugh? You're not going for the laugh at that point. You were really going, you really did that, right?
I'll take the laugh as a consolation
like,
prize.
I can't turn it off. It's like, if I find something funny, I'm just going
to
laugh.
Well, that is funny though. If someone, yeah, that is a funny thing to say.
No, but like, if I send you like pussy pictures or things, sometimes you like respond with like weird, not sexy responses.
Well, it's like if I have a blowtorch in my hand and someone's refrigerator and they're standing over my shoulder and I look at it real quick and I'm just going like, nice. And I put it back. It's like, that's not the honest answer I want to give at that point. It's just all I can really do without fucking, okay, this is Belvedere behind me. Like going, oh, that's a nice pussy.
Man. I miss that whole generation of pussy.
I've shucked an oyster in my day.
Jesus Christ. Fucking A. You, yeah, wow. Pussy pics at work.
I'm still mad that, of like I made a point, like, one day, I was like, I'm going to send her a dick pic. You know? Just out of the blue, very randomly, just I'm going to send her a dick pic.
Because he does not do this.
Because I don't do that. And motherfucker. Like, because she's always like, she wants to FaceTime with
me. Oh, this is the story. Oh, yeah, you've told this, I think.
Yeah, and then it's like, we're going back and forth, and just to tease her real quick, I'll like throw it up on the screen and pull it away. This bitch was so quick, she caught it.
She screen capped it.
It's horrible.
It looks like you're riding a dinosaur, she said, right? Is that what you said? Yeah. I want to Photoshop that. You're supposed to send me that. I want to Photoshop things onto that.
Her exact words were a big pink rocket.
It's hilarious because it's like this.
His head is behind it, right? Your head, like, your head.
Yeah, it's like when people take Leaning Tower of Pisa pictures and like you're just head all tiny in the background, like coming out to the side with like this big doofy smile, like like a kid in an amusement park.
Literally, it's just like.
It looks like one of those things where it should have like a face cut out in it. Like for somebody to take a picture with at a carnival. That's amazing.
I'm so mad that that exists and you won't get rid of it.
And then part of the story was like when you had that whole weird like random upload that almost went onto the internet, right?
Yeah. Oh God, that was a nightmare.
Yep.
You had to rush home or something, right?
It was funny, but it was a nightmare.
Everyone in this room would have been on the internet. And we're back on the Loose News podcast. See, now you're a part of it. Now you know. This is how we lose news.
That was so bad.
Fuck, man. God damn it.
I'm taking everyone down with me.
Jesus Christ.
So the wedding, my herpes, the fucking harem porn. What, we've said it all.
I think we've covered all our bases.
Man. It's not even that long. We did like an hour and a half. That's about right. Fucking like... So, yeah, one of the funny things I was going to say that I didn't say at the roast was, like you were going to get married in May of 2017. So yeah. we were all like, are they going to make it then? Now it's like, will they still be married then? Like, yes. Now, like, the game has changed now. Like, will they be married in 1 year from now?
I think so, probably.
It takes time. Yeah. It takes time to realize, you know, sometimes.
her kid said something to me. One day, like we're out at like Raymore Flanagan, and he fucking says, he's like, oh, I give it like 6 years. It's like, oh, all right, well, that's kind of good.
It's a good run.
It's a good run.
It's like, I'm not even mad at that.
Yeah,
that's a decent projection.
I can't imagine like having two kids.
What was it that he said at the reception?
He said, I want to say to Dan DiMarino. And so I think told me this, because who else could it have been?
Everyone kept coming up to me and being like, your son is fantastic.
I think it was Dan DiMarino that he says something to the effect of, she'll get tired, or how could she not be tired of fucking him in like 4 years? Or she'll be tired of fucking him in 4 years. I should call Dan right now and ask him.
Do it. Oh my God, can we?
I don't want to hook in. I'm going to call him on the speaker.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to call him on the speaker.
That's so crazy.
I think it was something to that effect.
It's like, I want to be a little bit mad, but at the same time, I can't because he broke out of a shell. You know?
Yeah. No, he's like, just, yeah, I don't think I can even talk about it, but I had to stop people. People are like trying to buy him shots at the bar.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, no. And then like people are giving him like, you know, little cards and stuff for festivals.
Well, that was my question.
Do you think Dan's asleep right now?
We'll find out.
I didn't hook up the whole fancy
He's always
device.
On Facebook late, making funny comments.
Yeah, what up, man?
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, what up?
Hey, we're recording the Loose Noose right now. And
oh, cool.
I'm pretty sure you're on the air. I'm pretty sure you were the one that told me this. Did Shannon's son say something very funny to you at the wedding?
He did.
Can you please repeat that?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I was pretty drunk. He gave it 4 years. He gave the wedding 4 years.
But didn't he say something like...
Marriage.
But didn't he say something to the effect of, like, she'll be tired of fucking him in 4 years?
Oh, yeah. He said, I give it 4 years. You can... I said, I give 4 years of being able to fuck BJ. It was pretty funny. He's a funny dude.
Oh, my nice. God. All right,
I got my shitty equipment, so I got to hang up. But, dude, thank you, Dad.
That's amazing.
All right, bye. See you tomorrow.
I cannot even be mad at that.
Yeah, see, I couldn't even tell his joke right. That's great.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
He's like 13.
Yes. Yeah. No, he's pretty amazing. Like, that's the whole issue. It's like, if he was somebody else's and didn't reflect on me, I would be like all for it. It's like, oh, fuck.
Like, now, is it, do you think, he's obviously intelligent, but is it more like, is like, is he saying that because he's like hyper intelligent or just hyper like, unaware, like, is he unaware?
He has no filter.
Does he know that what he's saying might be controversial? Does he even realize that?
I feel like part of him does know exactly what he's saying and how it's going to be received. But I also believe that he doesn't care.
He doesn't give a fuck.
That's the thing, is he suffers from I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Which we're going to call socially quirky.
Yeah.
On paperwork.
Quirky?
Quirky.
Oh, that's a quirky. Like, I know what you said.
He's just socially quirky.
I would say quirky.
Right.
But he just has no filter, gives zero fucks. And like, his teacher came to one of my comedy shows and was telling us after the fact, he's like, I have such a hard time not laughing because like he'll be in class talking to another guy about like, what was it? Like, I'm just fishing for, you know, whatever, like implying like for a mate, like for a girl. He's like, oh, I'm just fishing, blah, blah, blah. And then some like hot girl walks by in like a little skirt and whatever. And he's like, oh, hello, darling, blah, blah, blah. And she just like keeps walking. He goes, some of them get away. Like, he's just always like on this level.
That will
where,
work someday,
like,
though.
Yeah. He would be perfect for like open mics and shit when he's older. I'm just so afraid. Like, he's just on his own trajectory with all that.
I just can't imagine like my kids interacting with my girlfriend. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm clearly.
He was feeling up my bridesmaids. At
yes,
my
you're saying that.
He just really, like, if he sees an opportunity, he's going to go for it. He'd rather get, like, rejected and have to apologize.
Does he hide behind the whole, like, I don't know better thing or just fuck you, I don't care?
Oh, yeah, no, he does that. Like, he'll say, my parents were saying something about their anniversary. And he laughed because they were like, yeah, no, in our whole marriage, like, you know, we've never had any problems, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, this was at like Thanksgiving. You remember this? He goes,
I've seen
more spark on a book of wet matches.
Holy shit. Like,
and then he'll go, oh, don't mind me. I'm special. Like, that's like my dad now. My dad says whatever the fuck he wants and just goes, chemo.
Wow.
He'll just get wasted drunk and say what he wants. And then when my mom's like, Jim, what the fuck? He goes, chemo.
Fuck.
So it's like, this is just how we roll.
Yeah, you're now living in a crazy like sitcom house.
This is how my life is.
Her son is awesome in the effect that like he will, if you try to remind him just very innocently to do something very simple that you would do to any kid, like, oh, hey, you know, did you do your homework? You know, something. Like, oh, what do you have to remind me for? What are my special needs? And then it's like he'll say something completely inappropriate and off the cuff later, and then you're like, what the fuck? And he goes, oh, sorry, I'm special needs.
He plays it both ways.
He plays it both ways.
He's such a bastard. He really is. He is a son
of a bitch.
It's
hilarious. He's so smart, though. Like, he really is.
Yeah, and he's so funny that it's like I want to be mad, and I just have to fight it back all the time.
God damn it.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
When I at the wedding, so I saw your mom. I made an off-color comment. Your dad, I think, fucked with me and was like kind of tough guy thing, which I bought into.
He couldn't remember everything he said to you, so I was hoping he didn't say much. Would,
no, he just all he said was, "Oh, you're the guy," or something. Oh, that's you or something. And I was like, "Yeah, hey man," and I kind of backed off. But your son, I was like, "Hey, I've met you, man. What's up?" He's like, "Yeah, we've met." And that was it. He didn't want to be warm with me. So I was like, all right, man, cool. Oh, that's cool.
That's funny because like, yeah, he talks about you a lot.
It's so funny because I have so many like stories throughout the wedding. But like, I remember he would come up to me throughout the wedding and he'd be like, I'm bored. Right? And he just looks so miserable. And then the wedding's over. And the next day it's like, hey, did you know that my kid, like when Mikey took his pants off and was dancing on people, he just walked up behind him and spanked him? Like, what? Like, there's all kinds of stories that are like surfacing.
He had your groomsman, your cousin Mikey, over the bar with his pants off and he's spanking him while my friends are taking pictures and just like sticking. My friend had her debit card in her bra and it fell out and he picked it up and he goes, oh, here you go. And he sticks it down in her cleavage like it's an ATM.
And then touched them both,
and
right?
And then patted them like, oh, there you go.
Wow.
Like, make sure it stays in there.
Yeah, no, he was all over. And like, he always is like, he's like, why do you put me so close to my hot cousins? What are you trying to do to me?
And he's joking.
No.
He would fuck his cousins?
He's always
would he fuck his cousins?
He's like, well, isn't their mother your half-sister? He's like, I'm pretty sure everything's kind of
so
watered
you're,
down.
You're talking about your nieces.
Yes.
Okay. They looked younger than, I thought they were like in their 20s.
They're like 19 and 20.
They're young looking, man.
Yeah, they are 19 and 20.
Even for me.
That was their only saving grace. I was like,
that must be them. They're young. Fuck.
Yeah, that's why I was worried.
Too young.
No, no.
Wow, all right, they're young. They're safe.
Okay.
From me, maybe not others.
I know.
From me.
Jesus Christ.
That almost happened too.
I saw it. There was some dancing going on, which led toward table stalking, which led toward finally leaving her alone.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, listen, some guys just, it's how they are. Some guys.
No one we know, thankfully.
No one that I...
That no one I, here presently.
No one that I wish I did know. Unfortunately, I know them, but whatever. Hey, listen, everyone has their path in life.
Exactly. Some of them are rockier than others. But I think everybody's cool people under normal circumstances.
You think so?
To me.
I think he's a good guy. He's just had a little few too many and was on a mission.
Sure.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
I know. I just kept like spinning him around like a pinata kid, you know, like, oh, go over this way now. It's the best you could do at that point. Durkin, we should have just, you know, spun him probably in a different direction.
Well, Durkin was fine. I mean,
eventually.
Thank God he didn't die.
Yeah, no, yeah. When he got pulled into the room, I think he was saying something about, like, I'm asleep on the tarmac.
Yeah.
Because there were four people that, like, not just were they ossified, they kept going.
Yeah.
They
pushed through.
I thought, and someone else even said it, the bartender should have cut them off at that point.
I said
maybe
that.
It was, yeah, that I was that. Too much.
Well, the bar had been prepaid.
That doesn't
Still,
matter. That doesn't
that's,
matter.
That's every, their every, responsibility.
Every bar, there's a rule that the bartender has to pay attention to who they're serving. If a person is way too drunk, it's their duty to cut them off, or else they are liable for that person. So if they go and they get in their car and they drive away and they kill someone, that bartender is actually held responsible.
Okay.
So it's
which is kind of weird, but I get it.
Yeah, like whatever establishment that is, they could lose their liquor license, and to have a shit show like it was, and these people are still being fed drinks.
Yeah, because some people
were
like an animal.
Well, like Durkin, I mean, again, he was fine. Yeah. He was more happy drunk, but like
and Tommy Carolyn's like stumbling.
He had
through
his
like
shirt
a
open,
T-Rex
but he had
his
shirt
open,
his hat tilted.
Yeah, no.
At one point, he lost his nipple ring. I found it, by the way.
Yep.
He has like I didn't know he had Jesus hanging off his tit.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
Now that I think
he
about
puts
it,
pictures
I,
on
no,
Instagram
I think I did know that, but I forgot.
Honestly, he was the weirdest part of the night for me because his underclothes were the parts that kept changing.
What do you mean?
Like he would show up and he was full, and he's fully dressed. He's full pimp scampi, you know. And then next thing you know, he comes back and his jacket's gone and he's got the shirt. The shirt's open. There's no undershirt. And then all of a sudden he shows up again like 20 minutes later. Now he's got an undershirt and his shirt.
Oh, no kidding.
Like, later like, on that night, this was once he'd taken the acid.
And it just kept over and over and over again. And
he's I'm fucking like, Elton John making costume changes and shit.
Once he took the acid, he was like, not going to lie to you guys right now. My jacket looks pretty awesome.
Oh, that black.
Yeah.
And that then was a pretty dope jacket.
And then Dave Statesick's like, what did you call it earlier? He's like, pimp scampi. What is my life? This is fantastic. Couldn't have hoped for a more.
But you know what? On that same note, like, there are plenty of like vehicular manslaughters. Like, not every bar is closing down, so there's got to be some loophole. Or but some bars have six bartenders too. So how do you know?
There's like sometimes it's people are kind of like at a table or a certain end, and someone's getting the drinks and bringing them. So. They can't always keep it accurate.
It's not always easy to do.
But. Even Mahoney's here. There's two levels. There's two bars. Multiple bartenders at each one. But but the point is that at your thing on Sunday, like people should have probably stopped. Yeah. I started having coffee. They put coffee out around 1, 2 a.m. and I started drinking now. Let's just go this route right now.
Yeah.
Hey, there was a part of the night I stopped drinking. I didn't even drink that much at my own wedding.
I had a couple glasses of wine. That was it.
For the whole night?
Mm-hmm. Same with my bachelorette. I hadn't been drinking very much. Like, I was trying to keep it together. I was in...
Your bachelorette party was hysterical.
Oh, my God.
Well...
He had to come save us at one point.
Yeah, no. And they're all telling me about it at my own wedding. At the wedding, they were like, 9:30 at night, you want me to come pick you up? Like, this bar doesn't have karaoke. We gotta go.
So you went to a karaoke bar that had no karaoke?
Yeah. And then I was like, instead of trying to call this poor old Russian cab driver that we just harassed terribly to come back and drive us like a mile over to Billy Joe's, I was like, BJ lives right around here. I was like, I'm just going to call him. So he like came out.
Picked all of you up?
Yeah.
Oh, you poor bastard.
It was funny. It was like I walked in and they're like, he looks like a hero.
They're like, I am obsessed with your husband right now.
He's so shiny. I'm like, it's because I didn't shower. I just got home from work. I'm oily. What do you want from me?
So did either one of you have any kind of like risque hijinks at a bachelor / bachelorette party that we can talk about?
Not really. Well, the craziest thing was we were at Billy Joe's in Newburgh, and my friend Andrea, who's already wasted, is like, Shannon, what do you want me to do right now? You want me to just arm wrestle guys? I was like, fuck yeah. And so she like just grabbed a table and then she's like, hey, you.
She arm wrestled Ben with my back as the table.
She was arm wrestling people at the wedding.
I forgot about that.
Everywhere you take Andrea, she eventually gets drunk. And then she starts arm wrestling guys and she'll beat 80% of them.
Yeah, she arm wrestled Al.
Because she arm wrestles them.
The photographer?
His friend. Oh.
She arm wrestles him righty, and then she's like, ha, guess what? I'm a lefty.
She wins righty, and then...
A lot of times she wins righty, or if she loses righty, she goes, I'm not upset about it. I'm a lefty. And then she, like, creams him.
Jesus, so ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's crazy, because we've watched her go through these groups of guys all night. There's video of it and all kinds of things, but she beats really, like, 80%.
I turned down the challenge, but then she used my back and she like did best 2 out of 3 with Ben on my back.
Love that girl. Table.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And there was fucking 6 tables right there, but she used my back.
Yeah, no, she's crazy. God. All my bridesmaids are mostly fucking nuts.
Super fun.
Yeah, they're super fun and fucking nuts.
I was so happy, like the blend of them and my groomsmen. It was just perfect. It's perfect. They're all
and
nuts.
Most of them fucked.
A good amount.
Like what, 40% fuck rate? Like,
yeah.
Maybe not groomsmen, but like strangers. Yeah. Like multiple strangers fucked.
All my bridesmaids except one got laid that night.
The one that had her period?
Few of us had our period.
You had your period at your wedding?
Almost. Oh. I got rid of it the day before.
Got rid of it? What'd you do? You fucking like talk
no,
it out?
No, it was fully gone.
Got rid of it. You gotta go. My husband's coming.
I was like, yeah.
She cauterized the wound.
Tea tree oil.
And it was cool, too, because, like, we had this weird bachelorette thing, and one of my girls was like,
she's
got one of those blood cups. She's got one of those free bleeder cups where she sticks some cup instead of a tampon.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
What? Wait a minute.
Yeah, one of my bridesmaids. So a bunch of us
the
had
The arm
period.
Wrestler.
No.
Multiple periods going on.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. And she still
fucked. And it was funny. It was all the girls that had gone to massage school together. I was like, we're still synchronized.
Wait, whoa. What's okay. Wait,
so all these years later?
There's a thing that exists that just like a girls fucking like a no, but like a spittoon that the blood just drips into.
Yeah. So yeah, she what? Just has this cup, and then it's like you take it out, you dump it, you why rinse would it, you she, put it back in.
Why would somebody want that?
Because people are concerned about the toxicity of tampons. Okay, and toxic fair. Shock syndrome. So this
I
is
didn't
like,
know that existed. Till yeah. Well, get, now. Then,
yeah, so that was fascinating, and what the we did for our bachelorette.
I want to know that exists
as like one of our little like you know. Like all the everybody puts their hands in and goes, hey, our version of it was the same arm wrestling one has like Summer's Eve spray.
She sprayed my cock.
Yeah,
that's right. She sprayed everyone's she cock in the room.
She was spraying all of our twats with it. That was like our blood.
I
bond.
Opened my zipper. Like I got it was cold.
Yeah. Yeah. She so sprayed that was my our cock little and balls. Like bachelorette initiation.
I forgot the things I forget.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So okay, so tampons, but like, what are the other things called? The panty liners.
Pads?
They don't really work,
maxi
right?
Pads?
They just maxi suck because then you're just bleeding all over the place and it's a mess.
So it leaks.
Yeah, they're just ugh. And then your twat's sucks. All messy. Your twat's all messy. That's the thing. It's like with the bleeding cup, that's way up in there, and a tampon. Either way, the outside's nice. So if you are gonna fuck, you just take the tampon out. And it's all still clean.
What's that cup thing called?
I can't remember, but
they sell that like in Walmart that you can get. That?
I think so. Yeah.
That's the funniest thing.
It's
about,
a big thing now.
That's the funniest thing about you. Is whenever you're on your period and you want some action, you just like look away, and you take it out. And like you're so discreet about it, but then you throw it and you miss the garbage can. It's like I wake up in the morning and I just pick it up and put it in the garbage.
Fabulous. Fucking fabulous.
But that's after the moment's over. I don't want to kill like the sexy moment with it, but you could pick it up off of your floor like a dead mouse the next day.
That's what I gotta do. Go get the shovel.
We've all been there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Crime scene sex. I once had sex with Cindy, who was here.
Uh-huh.
And it was
friends. She's liked all my wedding photos.
Well, we fucked once in a hotel. I think we talked about it even on here. The whole we were both
it was like The Shining.
We were just covered in blood. God. The bed was blood. They must have thought somebody died in that room. And in a way, someone did.
Oh my God. No, I've had things like that.
I don't really need that.
Yeah. It's not my favorite. I'd prefer.
It's good lube, though.
Yeah, I don't care, but like I worry.
I just thought she was extra excited.
I worry subconsciously that the guy really is like thinking it's gross, so then I feel like weird.
You know what? As long as there's no like smell, because there can be a smell that time, and also
it's
like
someone just like field dressed a deer. That's like, what it smells like.
What is this iron?
Oh,
yeah, it's that same smell of the blood.
It's also like from what I remember, and it's been a while. It's not just like. It's not just blood, it's goop, and there's just shit.
The clots.
Yeah,
there's a lot. Yeah, those just, are the clots.
Like eggshells.
And we hate the clots more than you. You pass those, literally. You feel them as they come out.
Oh,
that's
they hurt?
The painful part. Yeah, they come through your cervix, and those clots, it's like fucking birthing a little baby. It's terrible.
Oh my God.
That's the part that hurts, really. Is those
I'm
yucky
so happy
things.
With my penis.
That's the thing. Like being a
Me
woman,
too.
Like,
I would
you
trade
get the short
this
end.
In any day. Any day I would trade it in.
Like, obviously, women. Control like getting laid and
unless they're asleep,
right? She would have fucked me, and well, guess what? She
your
did.
Honor,
and she did ultimately. But God, like everything, like when it comes to every end, it just sucks. Plus, men are just retarded too. You got to deal with us being stupid,
yeah,
doing dumb things, saying dumb things.
It is. It's a whole other. Animal, in a sense. It's amazing with that one little chromosome.
It's really
you know?
Amazing that any of us get laid. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? How
I'm
dumb
just
are women?
I'm still alive.
It's amazing how much women will find endearing.
All guys you know? Gotta do is be funny.
Yeah.
Like,
if you
women
can
have
make
to
it
be
sweet
hot.
And endearing somehow, you can do whatever you want.
Because like women have to be hot. Men just have to kind of be, I don't know, charming.
Exactly.
Funny?
If I could get along on personality alone, you don't want to know what I'd let myself look like. Like, this is me trying to care. Like, imagine if I didn't. Already, like, I had this thing today where because that other bridesmaid was, like, using my, like, trimmer on her twat, I'm like, oh, I know where she's been. Like, I don't know that I'm going to use this anymore.
I and don't blame you.
I was like, fuck. I was like... I think BJ's trimmer might still be here, but I'm like, now I have that choice. It's like, I could either use my new husband's beard trimmer on my vagina, or I could just never shave it again.
Or just buy a new fucking trimmer someday.
What makes you think I haven't used it on my balls?
Oh, of course.
You use the same one on your balls and your face?
My body.
Oh, God. I would. The thing is, I get worried about nicking it. Like, I use a straight edge razor on my balls because I don't want to
use the attachment.
But even then, you don't get it all off, right?
When you say straight edge razor, I'm picturing like an old barber shop. Like a
barber shop.
Like, you're just slapping fucking it pole on a piece of leather.
He just practices on a potato beforehand. I could do this.
Well, in high school,
shaving it like the back of the seagull's ass in like Peter Pan, like singing a little pirate song.
That is the worst. That is the worst.
It's so visual.
Like, I forgot about that.
Just
scene.
Recreated the whole scene for
me. Wow,
that's fantastic.
I hope I never see that movie again.
I hope every time anyone watches Peter Pan from now on, that's all you see is Les shaving his balls with an old-timey razor. Patting it all down with froth.
Shave the Asian tears away.
Oh, my God. Oh. Well, this has been the Loose News Podcast.
Thanks for joining us. You guys have any final words?
Now you have AIDS.